Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 82 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast. With me, your host, Olu Oke. And boy, have I got another bumper episode for everybody's listening pleasure. Without any further ado, let's get into it, starting with the Premier League. And boy, oh boy, did we have an eventful weekend of Premier League football. And the good part is today is Monday, April 22nd, and it's going to continue for the rest of the week. So, what did we see? Nottingham Forest, Ola Aina played 90 minutes as Forest lost 2-0 to Everton away on Sunday. Taiwo Awoniyi is still out injured. And for anyone who follows the Premier League, you know that Nottingham Forest released a statement about the officiating for the game. The Premier League have responded today saying they're disappointed, but I think that's a bunch of crap, to be honest, because how else do we get these referees to change the behavior and the actions? But anyway, it's an interesting discussion, and let's see what happens from that, if Nottingham Forest get a fine or something. But very, very interesting to see at the moment. Nottingham Forest are cutting it very, very, very thinly. At the moment, they're just barely out of the relegation zone by 1 point to Luton. Yes, we know that they had some point deductions, but it's going to be a very, very crucial next few weeks for them. And it doesn't get any easier for them because their next game is at home against Manchester City on Sunday. Part of me would be hoping that City, Nottingham Forest could do us a favour against Man City, but we all know how that game's going to go. Although I must say last season they did draw 1-1 at Nottingham Forest. So you just never know with these ones. So let's see how that plays out. Moving on to Everton, in that 2-0 win, moving on to Fulham. So Fulham, Alex Iwobi and Calvin Bassey both started the game as they played against Liverpool. They lost 3-1. Very professional performance from Liverpool, it must be said. I did have some hope when it was 1-1, but I think it was Gravenberch and Jota with two really, really good goals. So shout out to Liverpool, and the title race continues. Next up for Fulham, they play Crystal Palace at home on Saturday, so that'll be a nice London derby to look forward to, and hopefully we can see Fulham play well. They're a really hard team to predict. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're rubbish, but it seems like they're just waiting for the summer to come so they could all go on holiday, because let's be honest, Fulham don't really have much to play for in 12th place. Moving on to Brentford, Frank Onyeka was benched in their 5-1 win against Luton on Saturday. Brian Mbeumo and Yohan Wissa were absolutely excellent. Onyeka, I feel a bit bad for him because he did score the winning goal in the previous game, even though he did come off the bench to score. So for him to not even get any minutes in their 5-1 win is a bit of a sore one to take. But hey, they won 5-1. You can't really complain about the manager if the team won 5-1. Next up for them, they play Everton away on Saturday, so that'll be another crucial game, particularly for Everton, because Brentford are more or less safe at the moment based on their last two wins. And then speaking of Luton Town, Gabriel Osho finally returned from injury. He played 90 minutes while Fred Oyedemar came on in the 34th minute in that 5-1 loss. It's not looking good at the moment. Let's see if Luton can still find some energy to resurrect themselves for the last five games of the season. And next up for them, they play Wolves away on Saturday. So that's not going to be an easy one by any stretch of the imagination. Moving on to the other Premier League results we saw over the weekend. We saw Burnley smash Sheffield 4-1 away. Really, really good performance from Burnley. And they've given themselves a bit of hope to stay in the division, even though it looks very, very unlikely. I saw my Arsenal beat Wolves 2-0. Very, very professional performance. Shout out to Leandro Trossard for the finish with his toe. And Martin Odegaard for finishing the win off in the 90th minute. Crystal Palace absolutely thrashed West Ham 5-2. Eberezie and Michael Olise were absolutely excellent in this game alongside Jean-Philippe Mateta. Obviously, they can't play for Nigeria. Well, Olise still can, but it's always bittersweet watching how good Eberezie is, because that was our JJ, man, I'm telling you. But, you know, we wish him well in all his endeavours. And Aston Villa got past Bournemouth 3-1 yesterday on Sunday. Very, very professional performance. Ollie Watkins with another two assists. In my opinion, he's the player of the season. I don't know what you guys think, but I feel like it's very, very hard to ignore Ollie Watkins. He's close to being the top scorer in the Premier League. I mean, he's the top assist getter in the Prem this season with 12 assists. And they're literally about to qualify for the Champions League in fourth position. So I can't look past Ollie Watkins for me personally, but I'm intrigued to hear the other shouts, Cole Palmer, Phil Foden and the rest. So it'll be an interesting one to follow. And then in the FA Cup, oh boy, oh boy, we saw Man City beat Chelsea 1-0 on Saturday. Chelsea were really unlucky. I mean, they played some really good stuff. They just don't know how to finish, man. It's a real, real problem. And I hope they continue to find their shooting boots missing when they play Arsenal tomorrow in the Premier League. As for Manchester United, where do I start, man? They were 3-0 up against Coventry, drew 3-3 against the Championship side, and then just by the skin of their teeth, managed to win the penalty shootout 4-2. So we're going to see a repeat of last year's FA Cup final, Man City versus Man United. I mean, it will take a miracle for Man United to win this one, but it's a one-off game, so we'll see how that plays out when it comes about at the end of May. So what are the Premier League fixtures to look forward to? As I said, Arsenal play Chelsea tomorrow. Crunch, crunch, tie in terms of the battle for the title. Arsenal need to win this game at the Emirates tomorrow to have any chance of keeping pace with Manchester City. Chelsea, on the other hand, if they win that game, they draw level with Manchester United and Newcastle, which would have seemed almost improbable a few months ago. So they're definitely in the mix, so that should be one hell of a cracking game. And then on Wednesday, Wolves host Bournemouth in the 7:45 kickoff. Crystal Palace host Newcastle. Manchester United host Sheffield United at Old Trafford, so you'd like to think that they should make light work of Sheffield United. We also have the Merseyside derby on Wednesday. Everton host Liverpool at Goodison Park. I mean, I don't even know how this one should go. Liverpool should win, but Everton are fighting for their lives, and they've just come off the back of a 2-0 win and kept a clean sheet. So you just never know with these games. And then on Thursday, we see Brighton host Manchester City at the Amex Stadium. I mean, Arsenal and Liverpool fans, I know we're hoping that we'll see City drop points in this game, but hold your horses. I think Man City will probably make light work of Brighton, but hey, you never know. It's the Premier League. You got to be in it to win it. And then over the weekend, we're going to see West Ham host Liverpool at the London Stadium. You would have hoped that this could be a difficult game, but the way West Ham got thrashed 5-2 by Crystal Palace does not sit well with me at all. They look like they're probably on holiday as well. Even though they're currently eighth in the league, like, West Ham still have a chance of making, like, one of the European places. Yeah, they're eighth. They've got 48 points, and they're literally 2 points off Newcastle, although they've only got 4 games left. So if West Ham want to end the season well, they need to start putting points on the board in their last 4 games of the season. 3 p.m. kickoffs, we'll see Wolves play Luton at home. Fulham will host Crystal Palace. Newcastle will then host Sheffield United at St. James's Park. Manchester United host Burnley in the 3 p.m. kickoff. And then in the 5:30 p.m. kickoff, we see Everton play Brentford, where we'll hopefully see Frank Onyeka get some minutes. And then we also have the rare treat of an 8 p.m. game on Saturday as Aston Villa host Chelsea at Villa Park. That's going to be one hell of a game because Villa are literally fighting for their lives to make the top four. And I've just gone through how Chelsea currently stand in terms of the performance. So this should be a very, very interesting game for all involved. And then on Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoffs, we see Bournemouth host Brighton. And the big one, Tottenham versus Arsenal. North London derby, Tottenham Stadium. Tottenham obviously wants to stop Arsenal from winning the league. And Arsenal, we need to beat Tottenham. But first, obviously, we got to beat Chelsea tomorrow night. And then at 4:30, we'll see Nottingham Forest host Manchester City. And that will be the roundup for all the games as at match day, game week 35. So a lot of football to watch in terms of Premier League. And hopefully, fingers crossed for Arsenal, because we're still in it. And as long as there's a chance, we will be there. Moving on to the Championship. And on Saturday, Leicester took a very, very crucial step towards securing promotion to the Premier League. They beat Semi Ajayi's West Brom 2-1. Wilfred Ndidi played 90 minutes and scored the first goal. Very, very good instincts. I mean, it's crazy. I think Ndidi's got 9 goals this season. Enzo Maresca has really changed the way he plays. So maybe we'll see Onyedika sit at the base, and hopefully we can see Ndidi play as a box-to-box for Nigeria, because he clearly has that potential. Kelechi Iheanacho was not in the squad for the game. I'm not sure if he was injured or he just wasn't selected. But next up for Leicester, they have a very, very crucial game against Southampton at home tomorrow. Basically, Leicester have 3 games to go. If they win tomorrow, they pretty much all but confirmed their promotion to the Premier League. It's still yet to be seen if they'll finish first or second, because it's so tight at the top of the Championship between Leicester, Ipswich Town, Leeds, and also Southampton in fourth. But really, really cracking end to the season in the Championship. And then after the game against Southampton on Tuesday, they'll play Preston away on Monday. Speaking of Southampton, Jaribo played 72 minutes and actually scored in their 2-1 loss against Cardiff on Saturday. That was a big blow for Southampton, which means they're more likely to go straight to the playoffs. They really needed to beat Cardiff on Saturday to retain their automatic promotion hopes. But anyway, let's see what they could do against Leicester away tomorrow. And then they have a nice home fixture against Stoke City on Saturday. In terms of promotion hopefuls, West Brom are currently fifth, so they are in place for the playoffs as well. Shemi Ajayi was benched yet again. It looks like he's lost his place since AFCON, which is sad to see. While Josh Maja came on for the final 8 minutes in their 2-1 loss against Leicester City on Saturday. Next up for them, they play Sheffield Wednesday away on Saturday. So we know Sheffield Wednesday are fighting for their lives to stay in the Championship. So that'll be another really, really cracking game. And then Watford, both Emmanuel Dennis started the game. Tom Delibashu was not in the squad. They drew 0-0 against Hull City on Saturday. And next up for them, they play Sunderland at home this weekend. And then Jamelu Collins was not in the squad for Cardiff as they beat Southampton 2-1 on Saturday. So let's see if he's back in the squad as they play Middlesbrough at home this weekend. Moving on, Serie A. Oh my God, Napoli. I don't even know what to say, man. It's been an absolute shell shock of a title defense from Napoli. Like, honestly, it's been a disgrace. Yet again, they lost 1-0 to Empoli on Saturday. Victor Osimhen played the whole game. It wasn't his best outing. The whole team just looked like they can't wait for the summer. And I'm sure their star players, Osimhen and Varaskelia, can't wait to get out of there because, my God, they have put on an absolute hall of shame title defense this season. They can't get a win to save their lives. They've won 13 games. They've drawn 10. And they've lost 10 games. This is the team that romped to the Serie A title last season. And now they have to watch Inter do the same. But anyway, let's see how Osimhen finishes the season. Next up for them, they play Roma at home on Sunday. So that'll be another cracking game. We know Roma are fighting for their lives to make the Champions League spots. Moving on, Samuel Chukwueze. AC Milan are still second in the league. He played 45 minutes as they lost 2-1 to AS Roma in the Europa League quarterfinal on Tuesday. And tonight, AC Milan play Inter Milan at the San Siro. If Inter Milan win the game, they will clinch the Scudetto. I mean, what bigger incentive do AC Milan have to spoil the party? You do not want your biggest rivals winning the league against you in the stadium you share. I mean, that would be one hell of an embarrassment. So let's see what Chukwueze and Cole can do tonight. And then as if it doesn't get any easier for them, they have to go away to Juventus on Sunday. So that'll be one hell of a cracking game. Moving on to Ademola Lookman. Initially on Tuesday, he played 11 minutes in Atalanta's 1-0 loss to Liverpool. But we know they're already 3-0 up, so that game was more of a procession and formality. On Sunday, he started the game and got two crucial assists as Atalanta beat Monza 2-1, which has pretty much boosted their hopes of getting one of the Champions League places because Italy will definitely have 5 places in the Champions League based on their coefficient performances in the Champions League, the Conference League, and the Europa League this season. So it's looking good for Ademola Lookman and Atalanta, and what a crucial role he played. I also watched the goals, and honestly, Lookman was brilliant. Like, laid the ball off for El Bilal Traore to score the second goal. He just looked confident and dominant. And to be fair, he could have even scored one or two himself. So shout out to Ademola Lookman. Next up for Ademola Lookman, this Wednesday they play Fiorentina at home in the Coppa Italia second leg semi-final. They're losing 1-0 from the first leg. But the way they've been playing, you definitely would fancy them to be able to turn this around and beat Fiorentina at home tomorrow on Wednesday. And then they host Empoli at home on Sunday, which should be a bit of a procession. But let's see how that game goes. Moving on to Udinese, Maduka Okoye played 90 minutes in their 1-0 loss to Verona on Saturday. Isaac Success was also a late substitute in this game. At the moment, they're 16th, so they're fighting for their lives to stay in the division. At the moment, they are literally neck and neck with Frosinone. So they both have 28 points, but Frosinone are in the relegation zone at 18th based on their inferior goal difference by 5. So, also, it's been announced today that Fabio Cannavaro, World Cup winner and Ballon d'Or winner, has been named as Udinese manager between now and the end of the season. So, this in particular intrigues me because I would love to see if Maduka Okoye keeps his place as the starting goalkeeper of Udinese, which he's been pretty much since December. You know, when there's a new manager coming, he could always want to shake things up. So, let's see how that plays out. So, anyway, we will get to see what Fabio Cannavaro does on Thursday when Udinese hosts Roma at home. This game is the rescheduled game that was initially played 2 weeks ago, but Ivan Ndika collapsed on the pitch, so the game got suspended, so they will replay the game on Thursday. And then we'll see Udinese play Bologna away on Sunday, which is one hell of a tricky tie, because Bologna right now are fourth in Serie A. Thiago Motta is doing an unbelievable job. I'm sure keen football watchers will remember Thiago Motta born in Brazil, played for the Italian national team, played for Inter, won the treble under Mourinho, came through Barcelona's youth academy, and he is one of the shining lights in terms of young managers who are now shining and soaring. For him to have Bologna in the Champions League spots, and right now they're beating Roma 2-0 away, yes, at the Olimpico. I mean, that just tells us everything we need to know about Thiago Motta and how his Bologna team are performing. So let's see how Maduka Okoye gets on over the weekend. Moving on to the Udogie case, Torino, they are in ninth place. He played 22 minutes in a 0-0 draw against Frosinone on Sunday. They don't really have too much to play for. And their next game is at the San Siro against Inter Milan on Sunday. Speaking of the bottom of the league, Salernitana, Simiñanco played 6 minutes and Chibukem Ikwemesi played 68 minutes in their 2-0 loss against Fiorentina. They are 100% going down. They are currently 13 points off safety and there's 5 games to go. So Salernitana, bye-bye. You have put up a whole of a shame performance in Serie A with just 2 wins from 33 games. So really, really rubbish. And honestly, I hope these two players remain in Serie B because they're not good enough anymore. Inter Milan, let's see how they perform tonight. Once they clinch the Serie A Scudetto, I'd love to see if Ekinson Miro could get some more minutes for Inter as they play out the season. So let's see if he plays against Torino at home on Sunday. Moving on to the Bundesliga. Victor Boniface. Boniface. So Leverkusen are just like the team that just refused to die. Like this weekend, even though, well, first of all, they beat West Ham in the Europa League. Victor Boniface played 45 minutes, while Nathan Teller played 45 minutes as well on Thursday. They drew the game 1-1 because they already had a 2-0 lead from the first leg. So pretty much procession. Jeremy Frimpong was excellent and scored the goal for by Leverkusen to end the tie. And then on Sunday, we saw Boniface come on for the final 7 minutes and Nathan Teller started the game as Leverkusen drew 1-1 against Borussia Dortmund at the Signal Iduna Park. They scored a last-minute equalizer through Josip Stanisic's header. Just incredible. So they're still unbeaten and we will see what happens. Although it must be mentioned that Nathan Teller did come off injured in the 70th minute. So let's see if he's fit for their game against Stuttgart at home on Saturday. And then also Hoffenheim, Kevin Agbogema was benched in Hoffenheim's 4-3 win over Borussia Mönchengladbach. It's now very, very clear that he's a sub. He doesn't really get that much minutes, but let's see if the situation changes between now and the end of the season. Their next game, they play Bochum away on Friday. Moving on to La Liga, Omar Sadiq played 21 minutes as Real Sociedad drew 1-1 against Getafe on Sunday. Next up for them, they host champions-elect Real Madrid at home on Saturday. If Real Madrid win that game, they would need just one more win to clinch the La Liga title. So let's see if Omar Sadiq and his teammates could be party poopers for Real Madrid. In Ligue 1, Teremofi started and played 71 minutes as Nice beat Lorient 3-0 on Friday. Still no goals for him and his mini drought continues. Next up for them, they play Marseille away on Wednesday and then they play Strasbourg away on Sunday. This is very, very crucial because despite Nice's form, they're still in with the chance of making the Champions League spots. France get only 3 Champions League spots and the third place team have to go through the qualifiers, but that changes for next season. So at the moment, they're 6 points off Brest in third, but they have a game in hand. So it's very, very crucial that they get a good result against Marseille away on Wednesday. And that will do them a world of good in terms of making the Champions League spots. So let's see how Teremofi and Cole could get on. Moving on to Lyon, Gift Urban played 22 minutes off the bench as Lyon lost 4-1 to PSG. They got absolutely thrashed, man. Mbappe didn't even play. So it must be said, PSG begins to look more and more like a team. Like Vitinha was excellent. Bradley Barcola was excellent. They played really, really well. Next up for them, they also play Monaco at home on Sunday. Monaco are currently chasing a Champions League spot as well. So that's an interesting one to observe. And then Montpellier. Ako Adams played 5 minutes in Montpellier's 2-1 win over Rennes on Sunday. I don't know what's happened, but he's really fallen off a cliff. He used to start every game for the first 4 months of the season and he was one of the top goal scorers in the league, but it's just not working out for him anymore at the moment. But anyway, they play Nantes at home on Friday. Let's see if Ako Adams could get some more minutes and get back into the goals. So that's it in terms of the top 5 leagues for this weekend. So quickly moving on to the rest of the leagues in Europe, starting with the Primeira Liga in Portugal. Bruno Yemachi and Chidozie Awazie both played 90 minutes as Boavista got a stoppage time equalizer in their 1-1 draw against Estrella on Saturday. Chidozie Awuzie also got the assist, which is good to see. Next up for them, they play Vitória Guimarães on Saturday. And then moving on to Chaves, where Kelechi Nwankwo plays, they are definitely getting relegated. Although he continues to play 90 minutes, they drew 2-2 against Estoril on Sunday. And next up for them, they play Casapia away on Saturday, which is where Xavier Godwin plays football before he moved to the Middle East. Moving on to Belgium, and Rafael Indica played 90 minutes in Club Brugge, 2-0 win over PAOK, which is where Tristan Kong plays his football in the Conference League quarterfinals. So Club Brugge are now in the semi-finals of the Conference League, which is really, really good to see and good for the coefficient for Belgium. He did not play over the weekend against Union Gillois because he was suspended for the game. But as you all know, he's been putting on really, really impressive performances for Club Brugge. So let's see if he will be back in action against Ghent at home on Wednesday. And then they also play Genk away on Sunday. At the moment, they're only 2 points off top spot in the championship round for Belgium. So they have every chance of winning the league, and which will guarantee them a Champions League spot directly. So Rafael Edeka, continue the good work, and let's see if you can continue your good form. So moving on to Royal Antwerp, Chidera Ejike played 90 minutes, while Alassane Youssouf played just 7 minutes in Royal Antwerp's 1-0 win over Cercle Bruges on Sunday. Also, Chidera Ejike scored the winning goal, which is good to see. I think he's beginning to play himself into really good form, and he should be considered for the Super Eagles sooner rather than later for our World Cup qualifiers in June. But next up for them, they play Union Saint-Gilloise on Thursday. And then they go away to play Union Saint-Gilloise away on Sunday. So look out for that one. Moving on to Genk, who are also big, big protagonists in the championship round in Belgium. Toloro Okudare played 73 minutes and scored in Genk's 2-1 win over Anderlecht on Saturday, while Yerasor was not in the squad. So we should see Toloro Okudare start when they play Club Brugge away on Wednesday. That should be a good game to look forward to. And then they play Club Brugge at home on Sunday. And then finally in Belgium, we saw Jordan Torunariga play 90 minutes and get a yellow card in Ghent's 3-1 win over KV Mechelen on Saturday. Ghent, they are in the frame for the UEFA Conference League playoff spots, so they're not one of the top six teams in the Belgian league. But good to see Torunariga starting games and playing. So next up for them, they play St. Truiden away on Tuesday, and then they play Westerlo at home on Saturday. Moving on to the Turkish league, Bright Osayi Samo played 120 minutes for Fenerbahce on Thursday in the Conference League. They did go on to lose 3-2 on penalties to Olympiacos, so very, very sad for them that they're European adventure is over for this season. At the moment, they are currently playing their Turkish League game away against Sivasspor. Fred has scored for Fenerbahce. It's halftime and they lead 1-0. So Fenerbahce will likely keep that lead, which is very, very crucial because there's 5 games to go and it's neck and neck between Galatasaray and Fenerbahce, who are currently separated by just 2 points. Next up for Bright Osayi Samo, they play Besiktas at home on Saturday, but hopefully they can secure the win as they finish up today. Fisari Delibashiru was in action for Antalyaspor. He played 90 minutes and scored a goal in their 2-1 loss to Antalyaspor on Sunday. He's clearly better than Antalyaspor, but let's see what happens in terms of his situation in the summer. Next up for him, he plays Istanbul Basaksehir at home on Saturday. Kenneth Amiros Kasımpaşa lost 2-0 to Gaziantep FK on Sunday. He did play 90 minutes, so let's see if he continues to play when they play Samsunspor at home on Saturday. And then moving on to the Scottish League, we saw Cyril Dezers play 31 minutes initially on Wednesday as Rangers drew 0-0 to Dundee, which was really, really bad for them because basically they're just giving away the title to Celtic, which is not fun. But in positive news over the weekend, Cyril Dezers scored both goals as Rangers beat Hearts 2-0 in the Scottish Cup semi-final, which means that they will now play Celtic in the final of the Scottish Cup. I mean, it's always Rangers with Celtic, no surprise there. But also, we saw Leon Balogun playing 90 minutes in this game, which is really, really positive to see. Next up for them, they play St. Mirren away on Sunday. But I really want to shout out Cyril Dezers. He's now got 19 goals for the season. And it's always nice when you fire your team into a final. So hopefully we can see him start and also be the hero in that game. Moving on to the PSL in South Africa, and Super Eagles number one, Stanley Nwabali, played 90 minutes and made a whooping 8 saves in Chippa United's 2-0 victory over SuperSport United on Saturday. They're currently 10th in the league, and I'm pretty sure Nwabali will either move to Europe or move to one of the better teams in South Africa over the summer. But next up for them, they play AmaZulu FC away on Saturday. Olisanda, on the other hand, remains injured for Orlando Pirates. He has not featured since the end of March. But let's see if he gets a game as Orlando Pirates play Royal AM away on Sunday. And then just to finish off in terms of leagues, in Czech Republic, is the final game of the season. Igor Ugbo played 90 minutes at Slavia Prague, drew 2-2 against Sigma Olomouc on Sunday. They finished the season this weekend against Radek Kralov away on Sunday. In my opinion, there's no reason why Igor Ugbo should not be in the national team. That's one of the things I would love to see happen very, very soon. So let's see if Igor Ugbo will get a look in from the new manager. And then Viktor Olatunji played 10 minutes for Sparta Prague in their 4-3 win over Banik Ostrava on Saturday. They have pretty much clinched the league, and they will win the league if they win away against Sigma Olomouc away on Sunday. Star Boy of the Week, I want to give a shout out to Cyril Dessers for his 2 goals to, you know, fire Rangers into the Scottish Cup final. Every time you score 2 goals to lead your team to the final, that's a big achievement. As I said, 19 goals for the season, so he's really found his feet in Scotland. But my Star Boy of the Week is Ademola Lookman. Like I said, Serie A get 5 spots in the Champions League. When you can make such a telling contribution like getting 2 assists for Atalanta in a crucial game against Monza, you rock my world. They're now just 1 point behind Roma with 6 games to go. Roma are currently losing 2-1 to Bologna at home. So it's really looking good for Atalanta. And it'll be very good to see Ademola Lookman fire them into the Champions League. Yes, we know Cup Miners and a few other players have played bigger roles, but Lookman's contribution has been very, very telling. And what a way to sign off for the weekend for your club. In Nigerian news, we've heard rumors that Super Eagles coach will soon be announced in the next 2 weeks. There's a rumor that Emmanuel Amunike will be selected if they go with the home-based choice. I personally would like to see it. Obviously, there's a worry about Emmanuel Amunike's human management of players. You know, he's very used to dealing with under 17 teams and under 20 teams, but we know he's also managed national sides in the past. So I'm hoping, because you're dealing with millionaires here, the way you have to manage their ego and make them come together to play for the greater good for the national team is very, very different. But I personally would love to see an Indigenous manager given the reins, so watch out for that one. And then just to finish up, the ones to watch for this week, Jaribo Southampton go away to Leicester to play, and Didi and Iana chose Leicester tomorrow. Very, very crucial game for promotion. If Leicester win, they're pretty much guaranteed to go up into the Premier League. We know that they will get a points deduction, but still, we know Leicester pretty much belong in the Premier League. Tyrone Murphy's in action for Nice away against Marseille on Wednesday, and then he plays Strasbourg away on Sunday. Like I said, they're 6 points off the UCL spots with 1 game in hand, and hopefully Murphy can find form to fire them back to where they belong. Ademola Lookman is also in action on Wednesday. Atalanta play the second leg of the Coppa Italia, so if he can make a telling contribution there, we could see a situation where Atalanta play in the Italian Cup final while they also play in the Europa League semi-final, and then they will also be in with the chance of making the Champions League spots. So shout out to Gasperini for an unbelievable job at Atalanta, it must be said. Raffaele Ledica also back in action for Club Bruges on Wednesday against Genk at home, and then they play Genk away on Sunday. So as I said, they're 2 points off the top. He's back from suspension, so let's see if he could take them over the line and continue his great form. Maduka Okoye will be in action for Udinese against Roma on Thursday. It's the rescheduled game, so I put this one just to see if he continues to start under the new manager, Fabio Cannavaro. And then Victor Boniface plays against Stuttgart at home on Saturday. There's 4 games to go. Can they remain unbeaten? Can we see Boniface start some games so he could play a crucial role in both the German Cup final and also the Europa League semi-finals and finals if Leverkusen make that? That's really what I want to see. Omar Sadiq is in action for Real Sociedad against Madrid at home on Saturday. So let's see if he could be a party pooper. And then Victor Osimhen is in action against Roma at home on Sunday, while Samuel Chukwueze is in action against Inter tonight. And then he'll be in action against Juventus away on Sunday. And then finally, we see Olympiacos Nottingham Forest play protagonist against Manchester City on Sunday. We know they desperately need points to remain in the division, but also, can they spoil the party slightly for Manchester City on Sunday in the Premier League? So that's it for episode 82 of the podcast. Thanks again for rocking with me, and it's been one hell of a great weekend of football. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. We are Nigeria Football Weekly on all of our social media channels and also on YouTube, with the exception of Twitter, where we're at NFWPOD. Thanks again for rocking with me. I appreciate every single listener, and enjoy the football this week and over the weekend. And hopefully by the next recording, we will have a new Super Eagles manager. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles and Nigerno the Ever Carry Last.